In the background, you can hear the audience as they talk after the first Wednesday session at the Frontline Club, which was on #Occupy, what do they want? So, running very quickly through who we had here, Kevin Marsh in the chair, Harry Cole, political journalist and media commentator, at Mr. Harry Cole on Twitter. Naomi Colvin, who supports Occupy LSX, at Ourfield, AUERFELD on Twitter. Richard Murphy, a proud chartered accountant and economist, he is at Richard J. Murphy. And Aaron Peters, PhD candidate at Royal Holloway, student activist, and he's on the National Committee of the NCAFC, which is one of the organisations behind last year's student walkouts and street actions. He is Aaron John Peters on Twitter. Julian Assange, WikiLeaks editor-in-chief, and Daniel Ben Amy, journalist and author, who doesn't appear to be on Twitter. This is not on the Frontline Club site. If you look, you can see a kind of list and a bit more detail about them and click through to their various web presences. Right, what did I think of the debate? Actually, by the standard of debate at the Frontline Club, I think it was pretty poor. There was a lot of kind of political point scoring and position making, both from the panel members and also from people both in the audience and on Twitter, which frankly was a bit pathetic. The essential points, never really got to debating them. The panel didn't really engage with one another, which is a bit of a shame, and it's not what usually happens at Frontline Club. So they made their points, they didn't really listen to one another, and we had a bit of barracking from the audience. So far, so good. So what was missed? I think careful consideration of what it means to protest in our present circumstances and what the implications are, we didn't really get there. There was some pretty nugatory discussion about the impact of the internet, and quite a lot of people misinterpreted what other people were saying in a pretty ruthlessly deliberate way, which wasn't very helpful. But the two poles of the argument, which we never really got beyond, were the sort of supporters of Occupy, the Occupy movement, saying that they have a right to protest, and other people saying, well, they should get a job. It's a bit pathetic, really, isn't it? A very spirited intervention from the audience by a guy called Frank Johnson was interesting. And if you look, I did a live blog. If you look at the live blog, where I've captured some of the tweets and live blogged some of the content, that's at www.digital-citizen.co.uk. You can have a quick skim through that and you'll sort of see what I mean. A lot of sniping from the sidelines. But the bit that was missed is, has this way of protesting made an impact? And is it likely to make an impact? And actually, one very clever questioner from the audience said, you know, what are the success criteria that we might use to judge whether this protest is successful? And I think the response from Occupy, from Naomi in particular, was interesting in that she kind of said, well, the fact of the protest is important, and the fact that we're doing it is important, and the way we're doing it is also important. That didn't go down terribly well with some of the panel, in particular Daniel, who argued this was an over-focus on process and narcissistic in the extreme. And it did go down reasonably well with Julian Assange and Aaron Peters. Aaron Peters was criticised by some people on Twitter for his somewhat jargon-filled kind of presentation. But then he is doing a PhD at Royal Holloway, and I think the general thrust of his argument was quite interesting. He tried to kind of put things in a more historical, socio-political context. There you go, you see, I could use the jargon too. And that wasn't, kind of didn't work for me. Richard Murphy made some good points, was a bit too full of himself for most people who were looking at Twitter, I think. Although he did kind of make the argument that the quality of protest is different. Right, well, those are my initial reactions. There was a live stream, and I assume that you'll be able to look at it on the Frontline Club which is www.frontlineclub.com. And I don't know whether have a look for the link. Anyway, that's it.